I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis and King Mohammed VI of Morocco have asked for international recognition of the unique and sacred character of Jerusalem. In a joint declaration signed at the Royal Palace in Rabat, the Pope and King said they were deeply concerned for the city's spiritual significance and its special vocation as a city of peace. The two leaders said it was important to preserve the city as a symbol of peaceful coexistence, where mutual respect and dialogue can be cultivated. Pope Francis has said his visit to Morocco demonstrates the Catholic Church's commitment to interreligious dialogue. The Pope returned to Rome last night following his two-day visit, during which he met with migrants and refugees at a centre run by Caritas, as well as Muslim leaders. The Pope also celebrated Mass in a sports centre in the Moroccan capital on Sunday. Pope Francis has issued new child protection legislation a little more than a month after promising the new measures at the conclusion of the Child Protection Summit at the Vatican. A statement from the press office of the Holy See said the acts reinforce the protection of minors by strengthening framework. The law is for Vatican City and concerns the policing, reporting, judicial and penal conduct of the city-states and its officials, and is not a change in canon law. Vatican City and curial officials are now obliged to report crimes or suspicions of crimes against minors and vulnerable adults to Vatican City authorities. US bishops have joined two Catholic charities in calling on a federal agency to change plans to require some adults receiving food assistance to work or enroll in training programs or lose their government benefit. In a letter to the Department of Agriculture, they said the proposed regulation provides only barriers to food assistance while providing little to no additional support for the 1.2 million adults who would see their benefits end if they don't meet the new guidelines. The rule affects able-bodied adults without dependents who currently are eligible for aid under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The city of New Orleans has announced that it will apologize for the lynching of 11 Italian Americans in 1891. Some of the victims had been accused of murdering a police chief, but were acquitted after a trial before a mob attacked and publicly hanged them. Mayor LaToya Cantrell is due to apologise for the killing, believed to be the largest recorded lynching in US history, on April 12th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.